Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From KMOX Sports.
DeJong swings and lifts a high fly ball.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
This is Sports Open Line.
It's a grand slam!
Touchdown! Kansas City!
On America's Sports Voice.
Yes!
KMOX.
We do welcome you into another edition of Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name's Matt Pauly. It is great to have you with us as we get another week rolling, starting the show a little bit late this week because of the slew coaches show that we had for the last hour or so. But I've got you till 8 o'clock this evening. We've got a lot to get to. We'll talk a fair amount of NFL football this evening. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to have one of my favorite people to be able to talk football with. He is Russell Baxter, and he is going to join us in just a few moments. We'll look back at the AFC and NFC championship games and also look ahead to the Super Bowl. We'll talk a little hockey. The St. Louis Blues, they are just now getting underway, so we're going to talk hockey. We should probably start talking hockey now with that game just getting started. It's not great right now. If you heard me with Kevin Wheeler tonight at 5:15 during Total Information PM, like, I just, something's missing, and I don't know what it is. I think that they are a team that is talented enough to be a playoff team, but for whatever reason, they just can't put it together. And you look at their game against Colorado on Saturday. They lifted themselves back into it, but still, it's a loss. It's a 4-2 loss over their four-game losing streak that they're on right now. They've allowed 19 goals, 19 goals that they have given up in the last four games. So I think the one good thing about playing tonight is after you're done playing tonight, you don't play again for a while. They're going to get almost 2 weeks off. They're not going to play again until Saturday, February 11th, when they are going to match up against Arizona. And just maybe some time away from things is exactly what the team needs. And we'll see if they can go on some sort of crazy run through the months of February and March. That's the good thing. They are in no way, shape, or form out of playoff contention. They are, if they can pull a 180, they can easily put themselves right back in it. They have not buried themselves so much that there's not an opportunity. But all that being said, so far there have been no signs, no indications that they are going to be able to do that. So we'll just have to wait and see. And you've got the whole trade deadline thing and what they can do. The more and more I think about it, though, it just feels like a lot of teams are in a very similar place that the Blues are in terms of their salary cap situation. So I don't know what kind of deals there are to be made where you're going to be able to dump some salary onto some other teams. So that's going to be a challenging thing as well. You know, there is still a COVID impact to what's going on when it comes to that as well. The Blues winning the cup and being forced to do some things from a financial standpoint. And then shortly thereafter, we had COVID. So all of a sudden, the cap is not moving up at the same pace that we thought it was going to be moving up. And a lot of teams are, that's not completely unique to the Blues. The one part about it that's unique to the Blues was when they won the cup. But all that being said, it's not a great financial place for this team. And it feels like they've got some work to do. And it's a project that might take a fair amount of time to kind of put themselves in a little bit better financial shape. That being said, we should also be grateful that they do spend the way that they spend and continue to be very competitive in that area. It just at times can put you in a little bit of a tough situation when it comes to that. So Blues in Winnipeg this evening, the only game being played tonight in the NHL, and then the Blues are off until February 11th when they're going to match up against Arizona. Obviously, the focal point of the sports weekend was the NFL and conference championship Sunday with the NFC and AFC championship games. To be blunt about it, I appreciate the 49ers, and we talked about this a lot last week on the show. I appreciate the way the 49ers have built themselves, not really having an elite quarterback, and the fact that they were able to go through Trey Lance and Garoppolo, and then eventually get to Brock Purdy this year. But at some point, it just feels like you're going to face off against a team that if they don't have an elite quarterback, they've got a really, really good quarterback, and then they've got some other pieces around it as well, and you're just going to run into something. And then you add in the fact that the 49ers lost Brock Purdy to injury. They had to go to Josh Johnson, ended up losing him. I mean, it was a disaster. Eagles had no problem winning that game, 31-7. I still sit there and I try to figure out how good of a quarterback Jalen Hurts is. He's good enough to win a lot of games. He can do things in multiple ways. He makes the throws when you really need them. He can hurt you with his feet. He does things a little bit differently, but he's fun, he's entertaining, and they win games. And the Eagles have a well-put-together roster. But to me, the compelling game on Sunday was the AFC Championship with the Chiefs beating the Bengals by a 23-20 score. Here's what I don't understand. I don't understand it at all. I don't get the pushback on the roughing the passer penalty. That's a penalty. That's always a penalty. That's a penalty yesterday. That's a penalty tomorrow. That's a penalty all the time. And I never want officials in a situation like that saying, I can't throw this flag because of where we're at in the game. If it's a ticky-tack penalty and you're at that point in the game, maybe you don't throw the penalty. Don't throw the flag. But that's not a ticky-tack penalty. That was a roughing the passer. Mahomes is hit out of bounds. Like there is no doubt that is a roughing the passer penalty. And it's not just because it's Patrick Mahomes. That is going to be, if that is ever not called, it is a horrible no call. It is a horrendous no call. And it doesn't matter what the stature of the quarterback is. So I don't completely understand the people out there who are really upset about that penalty. Now, there were some other calls in there that were questionable. More calls went against Cincinnati than Kansas City. I don't think we can argue that point. If you want to look, you know, like in baseball, we always get the umpire auditor report cards after games, and it puts like a run value to what the umpire did. So like if the performance of the umpires is so one-sided in one direction, you know, this has mostly to do with balls and strikes. You know, a team might be plus 1.2 runs or something. If we were to apply that same standard to this, I think Kansas City got the better end of some of these calls. And I'm not even including like that roughing the passer. There were just some other calls in there. There was that intentional grounding in there. There was an extra down seemingly given in there. There were some things, but there were some calls against Kansas City in their last couple drives as well. So it wasn't completely one-sided. I don't get the people who sit here and say that the officials determined that game. Did that final call put Kansas City in a place to kick the game-winning field goal? Like, obviously, clearly. I'm not trying to mince words on that. But I didn't have a problem with that call. And I don't walk out of that game saying the officiating was horrible, that's bad for the NFL. Somebody got screwed. Like, that's not how I walked out of there. I finished watching that game, and I thought to myself, that was a really entertaining game. That was a fun game to watch. And I thought to myself, man, Patrick Mahomes is good. Patrick Mahomes is really, really good. And if you can choose one quarterback in the National Football League right now to win you a game, even with one leg, even with a high ankle sprain, that guy is Patrick Mahomes. And he just continues to do spectacular things on a week-in, week-out basis. I know Cincinnati's favored. Cincinnati opened up. I know Philadelphia's favored, not Cincinnati. I know Philadelphia is favored in the Super Bowl. They've opened up as a two-point favorite. I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl, and we'll just have to wait and see. A lot more football talk coming up. Russell Baxter is going to join us in just a moment. We'll get his take on everything that went down. We'll see if he agrees with me or not on the officiating in that game. We'll do that in just a moment. The Sports Open Line does continue after this right here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Sports Online back here on KMOX. Matt Pauley's my name. Just a one-hour edition of the program today, talking a lot of NFL football after Conference Championship Sunday yesterday and now the Super Bowl matchup. It is set as the Chiefs and Eagles are going to match up here in just a couple Sundays. And with that being said, we're very happy to welcome on to the program a guy who has covered the NFL for a long, long time. He is Russell Baxter. You follow him on Twitter at Bax, B-A-X, Football Guru. He's part of the team at Fanside, also the founder of Pro Football Guru, ProFootballGuru.com. Russell, thank you so much for taking some time. How are you?
I'm doing good, Matt. How are you?
I am good. It's great to talk to you. Always love getting your thoughts on the NFL. And let's look back at the Conference Championship Sunday a little bit. And that was, I realized what was going on with the 49ers and their quarterback situation and just everything. But my goodness, that was an impressive performance by the Philadelphia Eagles.
I think it somewhat gets lost, Philadelphia's defense, and the physicality of it. And you know, let's not forget, they during the regular season this year, they had 70 sacks. Okay? It's one of the highest total. Now, I know they had the extra game. The NFL record is 72 by the 84 Bears the year before they won the Super Bowl. But 70 sacks. And they did a number on Daniel Jones and obviously the damage they did. And, you know, one of the things I remember talking about very, very early this year is what Howie Roseman did in dotting the I's and crossing the T's. You know, there are some people who feel the more people you sign, that means you've won free agency. Howie Roseman orchestrated a couple of trades during the draft. He got A.J. Brown, which was such a good trade that it basically cost John Robinson his job in Tennessee. And then he got Hassan Reddick, who is a fascinating player because for the first 3 years he was in Arizona, he looked like he was a bust, first-round pick. Then they moved him to the outside right after the passer, went to Carolina, rolled up a bunch of sacks, and, you know, surprisingly, Carolina didn't try to retain him. Comes to Philadelphia, and the impact he's obviously he had 16 sacks during the regular season yesterday. He out-Bosa Nick Bosa. Who suffered an injury yesterday that, you know, that's that it was more, almost like WWE-like. When one of his own players whipped one of the Philadelphia Eagles right into his legs when he was standing on the sidelines. Very bizarre game, Matt, to say the least. But, you know, the one thing with Philly that the concern was their defense against the run. And sometimes when you're so aggressive, it can play against you. But they set a tone early on. Now, their offense, think about it, didn't really do all that much yesterday. They had less than 300 total yards, and Jalen Hurts doesn't necessarily look 100% now. But now he gets an extra 2 weeks. And, you know, for the second time in 6 years, they're back in the Super Bowl with a pretty much – there are exceptions, obviously. But for the most part, a lot of new faces – obviously, that happens in free agency in 6 years. But the common denominator about this Philadelphia team, from the one that beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, offensive and defensive lines, and deep as well.
You just alluded to it, but to be more specific about it, we look around the NFL and we see a lot of teams that are really good at making bad decisions. And then you see a Philadelphia organization that's pretty good at bringing in smart football people and allowing them to make good decisions. And all that seemingly turns into kind of a program that continues to have success at a pretty high level.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, if you were a team that's won the Super Bowl within the last 5 or 6 years, you would think you would have still have the same head coach, maybe the same quarterback, especially when you drafted a quarterback second overall in 2016, as the Eagles did. And, you know, they wound up parting ways with a pretty good head coach who did a pretty good job in Jacksonville this year, if you think about it. So, but they moved on. Howie Roseman has been there for quite a bit. He lost power for a while. You remember that. And so when Chip Kelly was there and regained that power. And again, he didn't make a lot of moves this offseason, but he made some substantial ones. And, you know, this was the Eagles team that got off to a rough start last year under Nick Sirianni. They settled in. They kind of had they laid a really bad playoff egg against Tampa Bay. But they use that as motivation. You know, they won their first 8 games this year, their last team to lose a game. And here they are, tied for the best record in the league. And two playoff wins by, 69-14?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good. Where do the 49ers go from here in terms of their quarterback?
Well, the only people who didn't play for them yesterday were Joe Montana, Steve Young, and John Brody. Okay? It's hard to tell. They invested a third overall pick and gave up a lot to get Trey Lance. Jimmy Garoppolo is still hanging around, but unfortunately Jimmy Garoppolo has struggled throughout his career to stay healthy. Brock Purdy turned out to be, you know, as big a Cinderella story as you will ever find. He came within one game of being the first rookie quarterback to start a Super Bowl, but things didn't go his way. They brought in Josh Johnson, obviously, and he played yesterday. We saw Christian McCaffrey take, I think, a snap or two as well. I know he threw a pass and so on. I don't know. It's hard decisions. And, you know, when you saw Trey Lance play, Matt, he didn't exactly look like he was ready for prime time or any time. And how healthy is he? So, it's just how this league is. I mean, you can be on in the crest of the mountaintop, and then a year later, things fall apart. I mean, you don't have to look any further than the Rams.
Yeah.
You know, who got hot at the right time last year and won a lot of close playoff games and became the first defending Super Bowl champion to lose 12 games the following season.
Russell Baxter is continuing to join us. Let's jump over to the AFC. Chiefs and Bengals, fantastic game. A lot of people complaining about all the flags. A lot of people are complaining about the roughing the passer call, which put the Chiefs in field goal position. Where do you stand on the officials and the job they did in the AFC Championship?
Well, I thought it was kind of an erratic effort by them, to be honest with you. And you know, some might suggest that the roughing the passer call might have been one of the few they got right, because that was pretty blatant if you really looked at it. But it was, you know, Kansas City got set up. You know, Patrick Mahomes had a hell of a performance considering the high ankle sprain. And this was another classic way Because so much on, I don't have to tell you, so much onus on quarterback. This quarterback beat that quarterback this quick. And that, it doesn't work that way. It's not Borg McEnroe or Ali Frazier, okay? The quarterback isn't playing the quarterback. And there's so many ways you can win football games. And that final drive by the Chiefs was really set up by their special teams, by the rookie, Sky Moore. And then, you know, Patrick does his thing, and then all of a sudden they walk out of the building. And, you know, but, you know, credit to Cincinnati. And they had a lot of penalties yesterday. So did San Francisco, by the way. And, you know, it's just the bizarre play that was not a play and so on. And I got to jump back, Matt, to I understand. The Bengals-Chiefs game went down to the wire, correct?
Yes.
But the Philly-San Francisco game was affected by a wire. Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And a non-catch that was ruled a catch and Nobody reviewed it and so on. It's kind of, you know, I don't know how great a day it was for a lot of people, except for Patrick Mahomes, who somehow found a way to throw for 300 yards with a depleted cast and so on. So, Cincinnati is a team because their quarterback really does have ice water in his veins, and he makes up for a lot of things they do. Their defense is very aggressive. They can be hurt via the pass and so on. They got a lot of good – they need some back-end help and so on. But Cincinnati, Kansas City has all of a sudden emerged into the rivalry I think people thought Buffalo, Kansas City was going to be. And the fact that Cincinnati had beaten them three times in a row, and they have now met four times in a row, and every game has been decided by 3 points.
Is there anything more impressive going on in the NFL right now, though, than just the Kansas City's consistent year after year effort of at least being in the AFC Championship game and really hosting it?
Well, no. I mean, they've kind of taken over the reign of what New England was able to do. New England had more Super Bowl success early on and so on. Remember, they won three in a four-year span. But, you know, the Chiefs have won seven straight division titles. Since 2020, they're 40-10 in the regular season, and that's the best record in the league. So that's 80% winning games. And now we'll see what happens with them in the postseason. They're in the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years. And lo and behold, Andy Reid, who is going to be, you know, between the Kelce brothers and Andy Reid, that's going to be the onus of topic. But this was something I almost found out by accident, and I have no idea what it means. When Andy Reid was head coach of the Eagles, he was 3-0 against the Chiefs. As head coach of the Chiefs, Andy Reid is 3-0 against the Eagles.
All right.
What does that mean? Who knows?
We'll find out in a couple weeks.
Last year, the Chiefs went into Philadelphia and laid a pretty good whipping on Nick Sirianni's team. I remember that.
Last thing for you before we get you out of here. It's always something with the Cowboys. They make the decision to move on from Kellen Moore. He's out of work for about 15 minutes. We hear that Mike McCarthy's going to call plays. He's a really good offensive coach, but at times his play calling in Green Bay left something to be desired, and we see the in-game issues that happen already with the Cowboys. It feels like adding something more to the plate of the head coach might not be the smartest thing. Like, how do you put all that together? What are your thoughts on these decisions that are being made in Dallas?
Well, you know, offensively, team has been erratic, you know, and even though Dak didn't necessarily have the turnovers a year ago that he had this season, and he really went on a bad run and so on, you know, here's what kind of gets lost is sometimes you got to look closer. Last year, you may recall, Matt, 2021, the Cowboys were the highest scoring team in the league. Now, they got 9 touchdowns from their defense and special teams. That's not offensive football, okay? So that number of 530 points was a bit deceptive. You know, they've thrived on takeaways. Let's face it. They've led the league in takeaways 2 years in a row. Let me tell you how hard that is to do. The last team to do that were the 72, 73, and 74 Pittsburgh Steelers. Hmm. So basically about 50 years.
Yeah.
Getting takeaways is tough. But they've relied on them. And we have seen them as good as their defense can be and a big play beat defense can be, give up a big lead against Green Bay, give up a big lead against Jacksonville. And they're not equipped, because I think sometimes with the personnel they have, with the two backs, Pollard and Elliott, with the offensive line that's kind of coming together somewhat, C.D. Lamb, Dalton Schultz, they've certainly got weapons, okay? But as far as an offensive identity, it's hard to figure out what they really want to be. And maybe that's the reason they decide to let Kellen Moore go, who, like you said, looks like he's off to greener pastures with a pretty nice, talented young quarterback.
He is Russell Baxter. He's one of my favorite football people to be able to talk to, being very gracious with his time during a busy time of the year. Follow him on Twitter at BaxFootballGuru. You can read him all over the place, including he founded Pro Football Guru. ProFootballGuru.com is the website. Russell, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully we can do this again in the future.
Absolutely. Nice catching up with you.
That is Russell Baxter joining us here on Sports Open Line, again at Bax Football Guru on Twitter. If you want to follow along with everything that he's got going, he's been covering the game for a really, really long time, and appreciate him taking some time with us. When we come back, we're going to switch gears. We'll talk some college basketball. It was one heck of a weekend when it comes to many of our area teams. We'll go through all of that in just a moment. Sports Open Line continues after this right here on KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Swing it along with the left. That's a grand slam.
You bet.
This is Sports Open Live.
Billikens win.
On America's Sports Voice.
Touchdown, Kansas City.
KMOX.
Sports Open Line continuing on right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley. Glad to have you with us. This week, a little bit of a different type of week. We've got SLU basketball playing 6 o'clock games a couple times this week, tomorrow night and then Friday night, so we will not have shows those nights. And then, of course, countdown to opening day comes your way on Wednesday. Mike Claiborne and myself have confirmed a couple interviews that will be coming up on Wednesday night as well. You might be interested in this, including Scott Rolen. We played some of his cuts last week from his press conference where he was introduced as a Hall of Famer, but we are going to have an exclusive with Scott Rolen this week. We also expect to talk with new Cardinals TV broadcaster Chip Carey. He is going to join us coming up on Wednesday night as well, so that's going to be a whole lot of fun coming up this week. Countdown to opening day Wednesday nights from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock here on KMOX, and of course, across so is the Cardinals radio network. Tom Ackerman sent out a tweet over the weekend, and I thought it was a really good point that he made, and I wanted to mention it for just a moment because it really feels like at this moment, as we sit here, we're in a really, really good spot regionally in terms of college basketball. So SLU's back at tomorrow night. They have been really good since A-10 play opened up. To be fair, they've played the bottom part of the Atlantic 10, and they are going to have some more more complicated, more challenging games coming up. If you want to circle some dates on the calendar when it comes to SLU, probably the first one is going to be this Friday night. They're going to host VCU inside of Chaffetz Arena. That's going to be a 6 o'clock start. Then next Friday, February 10th, they're going to play a game at Dayton. That is a very, very important game. And then their final two games of the season, probably in the seeding in the A-10 tournament could very well come down to SLU's final two games of the regular season, because they go to VCU on February 28th, and then they are at home against Dayton on March 3rd. So those are really important games. But the point being, they're playing some really good basketball right now, and they're doing it right as you wanted to see them do it. They're doing it at the very important time of the year, and they're going to match up against Fordham tomorrow. Fordham's fine. I mean, Fordham's they're 17-4. They're 5-3 in A-10 play, and playing on the road is always challenging, but it just feels like every single one of these games is another opportunity for SLU to just kind of add to that resume. I still have a hard time believing that the A-10 is going to find a way to get an at-large bid this year, which that is not a rare thing for them. They are a league that can be a multi-bid league. It doesn't feel it's going to be that way this year, but it wouldn't be impossible as well, depending on, you know, say what SLU continues to do over the course of the rest of the regular season, if they continue to dominate and then something were to happen where they did not win the conference tournament. But going back to what I was saying a moment ago and the tweet specifically from Tom Ackerman. So he sent this out over the weekend. He said, college basketball is alive and well in this region. Mentioned Missouri beating Iowa State, Illinois beating Wisconsin, St. Louis, what they were doing, SIU leading the Valley, Southeast Missouri, SIUE continuing to fight in the OVC. And look, I would add there's some other, you know, the Lindenwood story is a really good story, and they have been competitive inside of the OVC. I know that Missouri State maybe they're not completely having the season that they would like to be having, but there's a lot of positive going on with the Missouri State men's basketball team as well, as they continue to go through their season. Right now they're 11-11, they're 7-5 in league play, but this is a really, really good time for college basketball in the area. The new top 25 polls came out earlier today for Missouri in the AP poll. They are just on the outside looking in. They are the top team receiving votes, so they are the de facto number 26 team in the nation. Illinois has seemingly gotten over that speed bump, and they're rolling once again. That was a good win that they had against Wisconsin. And now they're the third team receiving votes in the AP poll. So essentially, they are the number 28 team in the nation. There's a good chance that a lot of our area teams are going to be participating in March Madness this year. And that's going to be so much fun. This is such a great college basketball market, such a great college basketball region. And to see all of our area teams doing what they are seemingly doing is great. So looking forward to seeing what SLU is going to do tomorrow night. This Friday's game is a big one, man. It is huge coming up on Friday night, and I know they're expecting a big crowd at Chaffetz Arena. Hopefully that place is just absolutely rocking for that VCU game. But it's nobody really expected Missouri to be doing what they're doing. That win for Missouri against Iowa State, a really, really good Iowa State team, for Missouri to win that game in the fashion that they won it, up by 10 at the half, winning the game by 17, 78-61, that was as impressive of a win as they have had this year. And now that Isaiah Mosley is back with the team and back playing and doing what he's doing, it just seems like everybody is being given the opportunity to play at a high level. I always say that the best coaches out there are the coaches that allow players to become their best self and then use the best versions of those players in a way that works the most. Like, that's the definition of coaching. I'm not telling you anything new here. But that's been something that has really struck me about what Coach Gates has done at Missouri, just his ability to help guys be their best self, and it's resulted in them putting together just a fantastic season so far. The Tigers are 16-5. That is absolutely something. All right, one more break. We will come back, and we'll wrap up this edition of Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
Starting to wrap up this edition of Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Hopefully you've been able to enjoy your day today. If you're like me, it was a little bit different. You wake up with the I've got a daughter in school, so we woke up with the news this morning that school would not be taking place, which was a smart decision from the area school district to do that. I was out driving last night. Oh, it was like 7 o'clock. I'd broadcast a basketball game in Evansville, Indiana, yesterday, and I was coming back, and I was on 40 and coming up on like Ballas, and that's right when there was that multi-car pile-up closing down 40 West thing, and I didn't realize, and you kind of make that turn, and I did that, and then all of a sudden, all you see are all the police cars and fire trucks and ambulances with their lights lit up and nothing but brake lights because cars aren't going anywhere, and everybody's driving along with their hazard lights on because it's icy, so people are going slow. And at that moment, I'm like, I got to get off on Ballas, or I'm going to be sitting here going nowhere for Lord knows how long. Luckily, I was able to just barely get over onto Ballas, and I continue going west from there. But yeah, it was crazy last night, and good that by the time I came into work today, the roads were completely fine, which certainly is a good thing. Reminder for you, no show tomorrow night. We are going to have SLU basketball. And then on Wednesday night, we are looking forward to countdown to opening day. It's going to be a fun show this week. We're still working on a few things that we look to get confirmed. But Mike Claiborne and myself will have you from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock on Wednesday. And we do know that new Cardinals TV broadcaster Chip Carey is going to join us. If you did not see the news, that was officially confirmed by Bally Sports Midwest and the Cardinals. And so Chip Carey officially becoming the TV voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. He wrote a nice little note that he put out on social media. Actually, one of his sons put it out on social media. Chip is not on Twitter himself, but one of his sons did, just thanking the Atlanta Braves fan. That was a long time for him in Atlanta, and now he comes to St. Louis to become the third generation of the Carey family to broadcast in St. Louis, which is really, really cool. So looking forward to talking with Chip just a little bit when he is going to join us coming up on Wednesday night during countdown to opening day here on KMOX and also across the Cardinals radio network. I'm not a video game guy. I feel like I am in the minority sometimes on that. You know, I talk with Kevin Wheeler. Wheels plays a lot of video games. I'm not trying to like throw him under the bus or anything. That's his thing. Good for him. You know, maybe at some point in my life, as you know, kid gets older and, you know, maybe whatever. If I'm in a different place in my life, maybe I come back around on video games later in life. But that is that's not my thing right now. But I did find this interesting. Jazz Chisholm from the Miami Marlins, he is going to be on the cover of MLB The Show 23. He is someone that plays the game with a certain flair. And yeah, I'm of the belief that's good for baseball. Like I love baseball so much, and I want other people to love it. And sometimes in the world we live in, you're just kind of stuck in this spot where you got to have a little bit of flash to really get the attention. And it's weird having this conversation in St. Louis because this is St. Louis, and we have the Cardinals, and obviously being a baseball fan growing up in St. Louis is a little bit different than being a baseball fan growing up in a lot of other places. And so what I'm saying right here almost applies more to other cities than it applies to where we live. But I want to see the game grow. I want to see younger players being involved. We've talked about it before on this show, just like we've generally talked about it in terms of minorities playing baseball, specifically African Americans in the United States not playing baseball as much, and what you can do about that, and how Major League Baseball teams have done a good job of putting together urban programs and building little league fields and things like that. But so often the fruits of those labors you might not see for like 20 years. But I'm all in on anything you can do to promote the game to younger people, to make the game seem fun, to make the same game seem cool. I'm not somebody that's sitting there saying you need to show up your opponent when you're playing, but you know what? It's not the end of the world when there's a bat flip. It's not there's some people who can't believe what I'm saying right now. It's not the end of the world on a bat flip, especially in a big moment. I love the bat flips in big moments. I love the emotion. That's part of sports. I was talking about this with Dave Glover earlier today. We're talking about the AFC Championship game and the emotion that went on with the Cincinnati Bengals when they lost that game and after that penalty was called and the crying on the sideline. Like, that shows the stakes. And sometimes you see the stakes when something negative has happened, but you see it from a positive standpoint as well. Get excited. Have fun. Baseball's a fun game. So it's a small thing, but I think it's a good thing that somebody like Jed Chisholm is featured on MLB The Show. He becomes the first Bahamian-born athlete to grace the cover of a sports video game as well. So a little bit of history being made there. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Sports Open Line. Thanks to Russell Baxter for joining us on the program. Again, SLU basketball coming up tomorrow. Mike Claiborne and myself, we will have you for countdown to opening day coming up on Wednesday night. And that's going to be a really, really good show this week. So hopefully you are locked into that. Have a good rest of your evening, and we'll talk to you again real soon here on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.